Welcome to Beyond the Morecambe Fringe with me, your host, Matt Panish. Becky Fiori, when are you on? You're on this Friday and Saturday, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm on Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock.
That's the 8th and the 9th.
Yes, it is.
And you're doing a show that we can't actually say the title of on this radio show.
No, we can't. I've got it vaguely written. I was actually trying to project it to save having to say it onto the wall. But for some reason, obviously, technology has foiled my plans. And instead, it's decided to project it onto my chest.
I did wonder what was going on.
Yeah, so the word is can we see the word on there? Ooh. I think the word is hinted at.
The word's hinted at, yes.
Yes.
Well, there's an N, there's a T, and there's a... Oh, brilliant. So the show itself... Tell us about the show, even though you can't say the name of the show.
Obviously, I can't say the word out loud. It's about the history. It's basically about the history of why I can't say that word out loud. And it's a fascinating 3,000-year history of this most Marmite of rude words. It's a four-letter word beginning with a C. It's a very interesting story, and I've got 50 minutes out of these four letters.
That's incredible.
And whether or not it's a bit of a Marmite word, whether you love it or you hate it, you will definitely come to this show and learn a lot about it. And possibly, if you do hate it, it will actually rehabilitate you into loving it. And if you love it, you'll love it all the more.
Brilliant. So what inspired the show?
What inspired the show?
Why did you go, you know what, let's do that?
I'm just thinking, why did I decide to do that show? Right, okay, so there's a few reasons that I decided it. One of the reasons was that there seems to be a fashion for festival shows to just use one word in the title.
So you were jumping on that train.
Yeah, that was the initial impetus for starting the show. I was like, well, let me find a word that's actually going to be attention grabbing. So obviously that word is the most attention grabbing word you can possibly find. And then I decided to do what most of those shows don't do, is actually write the show about the word.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So it isn't a big reveal. Sorry, that's wrong. I shouldn't say it's not a big reveal at the end.
It's not a big reveal. No. I was about to do something naughty. I won't do it. I'll do that instead. That's a little bit more mild. That's one of the characters that's actually in the show. Not as a character, I just discuss the fact that this is one of the goddesses.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we don't hear about, and she's called Balbo.
Balbo.
She's the Greek or Orphic goddess of humour.
Wow, Balbo.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And you've never heard of her before. And that's because she's basically a massive pudenda on legs. And that's her role in Greek mythology, is that she represents femininity. And because like the Romans and the Victorians, they didn't like that.
No,
so
didn't.
They erased her. And that's why we don't know about her.
Wow. They,
she's not feminine, even though she's basically a massive representation of women's genitalia. But apparently that's not feminine.
If you're talking about cancel culture, then that's cancel culture in its...
Well, yeah, cancel culture has been going on for a few millennia, and that's essentially what I discuss in the show.
That's amazing. So what's the onward journey for the show? You're taking it up to Edinburgh, of course.
Yes. And then I've got a couple of things booked in. In fact, I'm about to go next week to go and talk to people in London's Vagina Museum to put the show on there, because obviously that would be a perfect place.
Hold the phone. There's a London Vagina Museum.
There is a London Vagina Museum. But one of the facts that I will give you in the show, I'm happy to give it now, is that you have to actually be very careful about using the word vagina, because do you know what it means?
I thought I did.
You thought you did, but the actual translation from Latin is sword sheath.
Wow.
Yes. So that's a really unfeminist term to use.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so I have to go and approach the people in the Vagina Museum and not mention that when I offer to, I suggest that they want to put on my show about the history of the piece of bodily anatomy that they use the term vagina to describe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where is the museum, and do you have to pay to get in?
Just down the road from me, literally 5 minutes away. To the new place where I've just moved in. So I'm going to pop down and see it in Bethnal Green. I might even go after this interview as it's in my head now.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm down in London myself, but you'll be up in Edinburgh, unfortunately, the week. 4th to 6th of August. Yeah, so oh, no.
Very spring.
Where?
Yeah.
My mate Acres. What's the name of the... Finsbury Park.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, if you want to stay in my flat, you can stay there if you want.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
Yeah,
that's brilliant. Right. Yeah. And just for the listeners at home, that's how it works in the world of friends. isn't everybody brilliant? That's lovely. I'll bear that for future mind, though, because we will be down. I'm doing a Jekyll and Hyde show in October some.
Oh, why don't you come and stay?
Yeah, that's very nice of you.
Yes, I've got a very nice flat, so yeah, right, it would be nice to open it up for people to come today. Obviously, nice people. Anyway,
Anyway, that's that. So that's that. So we're taking it to Edinburgh, and then you've got a few choice and things. Are you hoping to get any more bookings out of Edinburgh? What's your plan? Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I've got another 3 shows lined up that I'm writing, but what would be nice would be to be able to get this show. Like, I did a show in Leicester and it got cancelled because people weren't interested, but that's because obviously there's no hype. So what I'm hoping is to get hype from Edinburgh in order that I can then take the show to other places.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the things that happened as well is that there was an Arts Council project for interesting, innovative shows to be formed in pubs that basically trying to get new writing to new audiences. And I was like, that's perfect. That sounds like the perfect place for my show to be showcased. And they told me that they didn't think it would be appropriate because of the title for people in pubs to watch.
That's what...
I know. And I also talk about that in the show. And that's part of the sort of, that's actually something that Shakespeare had to deal with 500 years ago. And it's still going on today.
That's unbelievable. Well,
are
they expecting the pubs to be like harvesters on a Sunday afternoon with the
family? Well, I mean, the thing is the clue's in the name. It's like, you know, it's got the word, a 4-letter word as the title.
Yeah.
So if you choose to go to that show, you know what you're going to see.
Pretty much.
Yeah. And so it's up to people to make that choice. And it's a pub. People hear swearing in
pubs. Exactly. Exactly. That's that you'd have thought it was made for it.
Well, yeah. And that's why I made it. But unfortunately, people are, I mean, that's what the show is about. So it's actually about questioning why this is an issue.
Yeah.
And, you know, I even had a man, I asked somebody to fly for me in Edinburgh, and the man said, oh, I think you need to use a different word for the title. And I said, well, it's about the fact that you feel that way. So it's not appropriate, you know, that's why I'm using that as the title. And then I go into why you might have an issue with me using this as a title. But yeah, obviously it's going to cause issues. And so I'm hoping that once it gets to Edinburgh and it gets some responses and it gets good audience responses and it gets good reviews, then obviously I'll be able to present that with my show and then obviously be able to get more bookings as a result.
Have you got any reviewers in coming to see it?
I don't know yet, but I don't seem to have done too badly so far. Having reviewed in, and all the reviewers have been very nice.
Well, I see, I've got the feeling that actually the people who will see that word and go, oh, you know what, that's going to be the perfect show for me, that is, they're actually going to go in and have their minds completely blown and reassembled and given back to them, and they're going to leave changed people.
I'm hoping that's the case, yeah.
I think this is absolutely brilliant. I can't wait to see this show, Becky. I really can't. It's fascinating. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing yours as well. I'll come and see it on Saturday.
Oh, there we go. I'm doing two different ones. Ha-ha. Ooh. Doing my murder mystery show on the Friday, and then I'm doing my Bojo show on the Saturday.
Oh, really? Oh, well, I might have to come and try. I will try and come and see your show on Friday, because I do want to see the murder mystery one. Yeah. But obviously, I've just arrived, and I want to settle in.
Yeah, don't
my
worry.
My show is more important to me.
Absolutely, absolutely. yes. Okay, and also, we won't be running over at all, because my show is quite short. It's about 40 minutes, I reckon, so there should be plenty of time.
But also amazing, and you want to come and see both of those shows on Friday.
Better, exactly. Yeah, you really do, because I can't wait to see this. I really, really can't. All right, Becky. When's your show on, Charmian? I know
it's on Sunday at 8:15 at the Playhouse, I believe.
8:15. And which day? Which Sunday?
That is Sunday the 10th of July.
This Sunday come in. Wonderful.
Yeah, a week today. So I'm coming up on Sunday. I'll be there in the afternoon. I'm going to have a bit of an explore.
Oh, brilliant. Have you been to Morecambe before?
No, but I've seen it from across the bay with longing.
Hmm. Ulverston.
Yeah, I love, gosh, I sound so entitled. I just love English seaside towns in all their kind of idiosyncrasy.
Wow.
And it looks great.
I think that was the last time I saw you. Was it Ulverston at the Labour fundraiser?
That's it. That was it.
Yeah, it was.
I forgot that you were there. That's where I could see it across the bay.
Mm.
I mean, on that train, that beautiful train.
It's my favourite train journey in the country. It's my favourite. The big dream, and this is the big dream for the Morecambe Fringe, is that we link up with Ulverston and Barrow. They start doing their fringes, and then we have a bay fringe. And then that train journey would become the Festival Express. So we have comedians fantastic. On the train.
On the train, performing on the train.
On the train, going around, and you're only 15 minutes away from the next stop. So, I mean, I think Morecambe will top out at 400 shows. I can't see us actually being able to fit in any more than that.
Wow. But
the others, then suddenly, that changes the whole thing. Anyway.
Alverston's got that amazing venue. And also, that's the only time I've been to the Lake District, really, was that when I did that gig. And I passed through, but I've never, ever, I really
Really?
Wasn't. No, I passed through on the way to Scotland or, you know, a lunch in Lancashire or something. But I think we went and looked at a lake.
Went and looked at a lake.
I mean, literally went and thought, now I have seen a lake.
That's great. I'm desperately getting through my notes here, trying to find the questions I was going to ask people. And interview. The problem is, I've then sent so many emails yesterday all about the interviews. Let's try.
That's like my printing to get my flyers and printers. I've got so many emails. I've got in such a state with them. It's a long time since any of us have done any proper admin. I think we've just completely lost the touch.
It's crazy, isn't it? I used to be really on top of all of this, you know, but I think you're right. 2 years. There we go. Your show time and date. Well, we've covered that. You yourself. Let's talk about you, Charmin, because I think I've known you since 2010, maybe.
I think it was the first time I'd come up to do an Edinburgh Fringe, because it was the first year my children were old enough that I could abandon them to grandparents without them being psychologically scarred for life. So it was incredibly liberating for me. I think it was 2011 was my first. I think so. Was my first. Maybe my first Edinburgh show.
That was. So were you at the Banshee Labyrinth, or am I?
It was the first year of the Banshee Labyrinth. Mm. I had a fantastic time. Got very exhausted emotionally, like you do. Such a shock to the system.
It really is.
Yep. So I was there. That's when I met you. And you were doing, your Trojan show?
No, that was a couple of years later. I think I was doing maybe my Afghanistan show or poetry. I was definitely 2011, yeah. So what's your show this year? That was your first. You've been up.
So they've got a bit more. When I first did a full show, they were very basically based around my material and more material around the jokes. And then as I got more experience with the idea of the solo show, I got more kind of narrative content. So this show, which is called She! Exclamation mark, Immortal Horror Queen's Guide to Life, is because I'm so interested in our pasts, what make us who we are, despite ourselves, and the influences that we can't really control. So I used to love horror films, but when I was 8, I saw the Hammer horror film She. Now, it starred Ursula Andress. I don't know if you saw it. You might have seen it on a telly Sunday matinee. And beautiful, sexy Ursula Andress. She's immortal. She's the mysterious queen of a lost kingdom. And it's that template where she meets English explorers who are kind of drawn into her world. But the horrible thing is she's 2,000 years old. She stays young by going into a kind of eternal flame bath thing. And at the end of the film, she goes in too many times and her skin wrinkles, just like when you have too many baths, but she goes back to her real age of 2,000 years, coming towards you like a living skeleton. And it scared the shit out of me. But also, she was evil and murderous and jealous and obsessive. But all the male characters in the film, they just love her. They adore her and will drop their kind of moral standards, you know, allow her to die. And
well, who wouldn't? It's Ursula Andress.
But it enraged me. As a child, it absolutely enraged me. But then as I got older, I thought maybe that's how you have to behave in order to get off with people. So by the time I was 17, that was kind of my modus operandus of being mean and a bit insane, really.
Really?
To lure in. Yeah, I thought you had to be interesting and difficult.
Wow.
So it's cut. The show's a bit about that, but it's also about my obsessiveness and jealousy.